Cali Rivera puts the beat in most of the salsa or Latin jazz records produced in New York. Rivera, who was born in Puerto Rico, is a maker of cowbells. The bells have their roots in Africa and are a key part of a lot of Latin and Caribbean music. Up until the 1960s, the cowbells were made by hand. Today, the bells are more popular than ever, but almost all of them are made in factories. Every Wednesday for the past few weeks, we have been presenting New York Works, a look at jobs that are slowly vanishing in New York City. Ben Shapiro produced today's story on Cali Rivera, one of the few who still make cowbells the old way, in his one-room workshop in the Bronx.
I'm Cali Rivera, and my shop is right in the heart of the Bronx. The Bronx, you know the Bronx? Yeah. I'm about 2.5 blocks from Yankee Stadium. We make any kind of percussion instrument, but my main thing here is the bells. At the beginning, everything that I was on my mind was bells, bells, bells. And that's what I started with. Bells, bells, nothing else. You know why? In salsa or any kind of music, like Caribbean music, the cowbell is number one. Everybody gonna follow the bell. The bell is the hammer. We call it the hammer right there. Talk, 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 talk. When you hear the pok, 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 that's the rhythm.
Hey! Mama abuela, mama abuela, mama, como mama abuela.
Mama abuela, mama abuela.
Yeah, mama abuelona.
It's this type of music, and they need this type of instrument. This is the bell that we make. The bell has to be bright like this. Now this is the bell that the factory made bell. Machine made in Thailand. That's a dead bell. This is ready to go to sleep. Now the difference between these bells is the power of the machine. When they put these dies on the machine goes rum and makes the bell one shot. It's easy for them to do it this way, but not for us. We do a lot of things to get this bell done. This is the way that we bend the bells. This is a bending die right here. Put the metal on the die and we bend the bell. And boom, go. You have to have some muscles to do this. Now what you need is, we use the hammer. We got this here. See, the bell is complete. Now all you have to do is weld it. Now this type of bell, they come in different, like high pitch, medium pitch, low pitch. You can hear how low this is. We got another one. It's high, high pitch. This is what you call zoom high, C high. All my family, they love music. They play the music. My father used to be like me. He used to make the guitars, fix guitars, and my mother used to cook some days. Maybe by that time I was 12 years old, 13. There was about 5 or 6 guys in the house. And they all, they play guitars and sing. My mother used to serve me the food or whatever. I used to take the fork. And when they hear the music, they start banging on the plates. Sounds like a cowbell for me. And everybody was singing and right there. And that was beautiful. I never thought I was going to be a bell maker. But this is almost 30, 35 years already. And I'm here making bells, still making bells. Millions of bells came out from here. That's a story, beautiful story, eh?
Our report on Cali Rivera was produced by Ben Shapiro. New York Works is produced by Emily Botine and Joe Richman and edited by Deborah George. The series is a collaboration between Radio Diaries and WNYC's The Next Big Thing. For more information about New York Works, you can visit our website, npr.org.